What's up? How you doing? Hi, I'm Gracie. This is Grow and Glow Podcast, a podcast that helps youth learn how to live productive lives. Yep. Okay. And today we're also going to be talking about productivity. Productivity. Okay. Today we're going to be talking about habits that will help you boost your productivity. Because I've noticed with the youth, we try to get things done, we try to be productive, but most times it doesn't really work out. So what can we do to really be productive? What can we do to ensure we are productive every day? So I'm going to be listing out some habits that will seriously help you. I've tried them, I'm doing them, and it's really working. It's good. It's just, I do not explain it, but I guess you understand now. Okay. The first thing you should do, the first thing you should always do, is to plan your day the night before. Before you sleep, spend 5 quick minutes. Not more than 5, sure. Okay, if you want. Spend 5 quick minutes to plan the next day. List out all the things you want to get done. Prioritize them. And give each task a timing. Doing this will really help you to, yes, stay prepared and just organized when you plan your day. Just before you sleep, just know how your next day will be, what you'll do first. I just do that sometimes. Before I lie down my bed and I know I've prepared what I will wear the next day. I do that. I don't know. If you do it, please send me a DM and tell me. Send me a DM on Instagram. I'd love to know. So, yes, you need to do that. Then, another thing you need to do is use use a to-do list. Using a to-do list helps you know all you need to do and also helps you not to forget anything you need to do. I also do this and it has been helpful for the past, how many months now? I think like 6 months, 7 months I've been doing this, and it's so helpful. When you write things down, it helps not to forget. When you write things down, you tend to remember what you wrote down. And when you see, you know, okay, I have not done this, I've not done that. And you know you need to do it. So it will help you to do it. So it will help you get things done. Okay? The next thing you need to so do is to set and review weekly goals. Goal setting is a productivity habit that everyone should learn. You should learn it. We should not just set long-term goals, we should also set weekly goals and review them daily. Doing this will help you to know your progress. Yes, when you see them and you're reading them and say, okay, I've done this, I've never done this, to know that, okay, I'm moving. Yes, we move. All right. Okay, another thing you need to do is to be organized. Try to be organized to get your stuff done. Try to be organized as you also get the stuff done. Being organized is a habit everyone should learn. Don't say, I am naturally. Some people say that. Like, I don't know how you will think that way. You are not naturally scattered. That human being can still be organized. So try to be organized to get your stuff done. Have everything done in an organized way. It makes it easier to do your work. Okay, this next one I'm going to say now is very serious. Very, very serious. Okay, yes, it's serious. But, okay, let me just say it. Cut out your distractions. You need to cut out all distractions. As young people, I would say we're easily distracted, yes. The internet, social media, friends, family, we are easily distracted. And with those distractions, we can't really even get things done. So we need to cut out all distractions. Distractions are everywhere. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, everywhere. There are lots of distractions. So just make sure you avoid all these distractions as you get to work. And avoiding it will help you concentrate to get your work done. Yes, try it out. You will see the difference. Okay. Another thing you need to know, another habit you need to learn, is that you need to learn your productivity periods. Yes. You need to know your productivity period. All of us have times when we are more productive. For me, it's during the day. During the day, I tend to get my work done easier, faster, and just in a cool way. Let me put it that way. yes, during the day, some people might be like at night when people are sleeping, is when they like to do their serious works and stuff. So know your productivity periods, find out your own time, and make use of the time well. Another thing you need to know and learn, I will always say know and learn because some people don't know it. You need to learn. Oh my god! You need to learn how to always rest well. Should I say it again? Yes, it's a productive habit you need to learn. Rest well. The quality of sleep is the key, and not just the quantity. How long you sleep is not all that matters, but also how you sleep. Do you sleep well throughout the whole night? You might sleep throughout the whole night and you wake up in the morning and you're like, you're so dizzy and your head is spinning you because you did not sleep well. So try and get enough sleep, rest well, and before sleeping, try and clear your mind so you can sleep better. Just clear your mind. Okay, I hope you're jotting things down. Please jot things down. This is very important. Yes. Another thing, the next thing you should know and learn is you need to be taking breaks. As you work, you need to take a break. Productivity declines over time without taking breaks. One of the best productivity habits you can develop for yourself is to take breaks. This will allow you to free your mind, to rest your mind, and also increase productivity. So as you try to work and do other things, don't forget to take breaks, just a short break. Okay, this next thing I'm going to say now is very important and it happens to everyone. Yes, everyone. Almost everyone. But it happens to me. That's happened to me so many times, and I think this won't be another podcast episode. You need to quit procrastinating. Yes, procrastination is the silent killer. Imagine you say, okay, I'll do this, but after some time, you don't do it anymore. Like, you stop, you just don't do it. Procrastination is bad. It's the silent killer. But it is your job to ensure you leave no room for procrastination. If you want to go ahead, you have to find ways to overcome your natural tendency to procrastinate. One way is by setting goals and prioritizing tasks. I don't think I want to say much on this. I think maybe I'll do another episode on procrastination, overcoming procrastination. So let's just stay tuned for that. Okay, so let me just go to the next one and the last one. Yes. Okay, the next one we need to learn, the next habit need to learn, is to stop overthinking things. Just do what you want to do. Should I say it again? Stop thinking. Don't get stuck in overthinking things and worrying and having lack of self-confidence. It won't get you anywhere. Instead, focus on what you can actually do and what actions you can take to keep moving forward. So guys, stop overthinking. Just do it. Every day, ask yourself, what is one small step I can take today to move further towards my goal? Write it down and get it done. Okay? I just love this episode. I just hope you've learned something from this episode. So please, if you've learned anything you've learned, you can still tell me what you learned about productive habits and send it to me as a voice note on Anchor, or you can send me a DM on Instagram. Yes, our podcast now is on Instagram, grow_podcast. Yes, so we're on Instagram, you can send me a DM, I will reply you. Yep. So guys, thank you for listening. Thank you so much. You can share this with your friends, your family, and anyone you think needs to hear this. All right, I am Gracie, and this is Grow and Glow Podcast. See you next time. Bye. God bless you.